This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We start today in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, from where in the past 24 hours there have come two stories that have shaken the U.S. energy industry. First, word late yesterday that Aubrey McClendon, the former CEO of Chesapeake Energy, the second largest producer of natural gas in this country, had been indicted on charges that he conspired to rig the bids that the company made to buy oil and gas leases in Oklahoma. And then this afternoon, news that McClendon had been killed in a single car crash in Oklahoma City. Marketplace's Scott Tong has been covering both McClendon and Chesapeake Energy for us for years. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Kai.
So remind us who Aubrey McClendon was.
Well, America's fracking natural gas boom of the last decade has a lot of fathers, and he's one of them. I mean, they're geologists, they're engineers, but as far as businessmen, executives, he's at the top of the list. Aubrey McClendon, he founded Chesapeake Energy, based in Oklahoma City, and turned it into a titan of a natural gas company, one of the most aggressive, one of the most risk-taking companies ever in this space. I mean, he began as what they call a landman, a salesman who goes door-to-door on behalf of a drilling company trying to get people to lease their land so the company can drill. And that's what he was a showman and a landman. He was all Oklahoma City. I went there and asked people about him there. And they said, that's what Oklahomans are. They're frontier people. You stake a claim of land, make a big bet on yourself, and you go big. And he went big, and he succeeded big.
And it was actually those land deals, the alleged bid rigging, that the Department of Justice came down with yesterday, right?
That's right. What is alleged is his company went, and they colluded with other companies to say, you know, I'm going to bid, you're not going to bid, and we're going to keep the prices down to get as many pieces of land as possible at the lowest price possible. But that was the Chesapeake model, is to get as much land as cheaply as possible and to go big and produce as much as possible.
So that said, in the half minute or so we have left, what is McClendon's legacy and what is the legacy of this company now?
Well, America is a natural gas titan, you know, whether you like it or you don't. And he's at the center of that story. I mean, not the oil story, but the natural gas story. And natural gas in this country is gradually pushing out coal in the electricity system, and coal is dirtier. In one interview, he argued, if you are against gas, you are for coal. And so he's part of that story, larger than life, flamboyant, public, unapologetic. One analyst told me today his company was built for a boom. Of course, now, situation's different.
Aubrey McClendon dead today at the age of 56. Scott Tong, thanks so much.
You're welcome.